This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hey everybody, this is Jeff Rappaport reporting for AvWeb from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. We're here talking to a few manufacturers of light sport aircraft to see what they think the new basic med rule will do for or to their business.
I'm Chip Allen with SWT Aviation. I'm the Cup Crafters dealer for the southeastern United States. Yes. I'm not sure that we really know what the final impact is going to be. I think for the industry, it's a wonderful thing. I think there are a lot of people that aren't flying because they have medical issues. They can't pass a medical. If you've had a medical within the last 10 years, you're good to go. So I'm hoping that the flying population is going to increase dramatically after May 1st. As far as our business is concerned, our primary business over the last 10 years has been light sport airplanes. We've been selling carbon cubs literally faster than we can make them. The problem now is going to be that a guy doesn't have to go out and buy a $200,000 airplane to go out and have a good time. He can buy a $50,000 airplane, still fly under the without a medical, and take off the rest of that money, I guess, and buy gasoline. We've done a couple of informal surveys of customers, and we find that most of our customers have bought our airplanes because of their performance. They haven't necessarily bought them, although there's a body of them that have bought them because you can fly it without a medical. I think the vast majority of them, if they had it to do all over again after May the 1st, would still buy our airplane, but we don't know that. That remains to be seen. So I think the big question mark right now is, what's the impact of all this going to be on the light sport business, especially the guys that are making these little two-seat, what I call plastic airplanes. It may get real interesting as to what the final impact's going to be on light sport, and I really don't know.
Okay, I'm John Hurst with Aero Jones Americas, the manufacturer of the Flight Design CT range of aircraft. I'm very pleased to see the basic med become reality. It's a huge step forward, taking the politics out of pilot medical certification. I believe we're going to have safer pilots, and this will be a big step forward. I'd like to see how it plays out. I'm a little concerned with some of our older pilots. I hope they continue to get BFRs and stay safe.
Okay, so Vaden Francisco, I'm with Synergy Air. We build the RV-12 SLSA for Vans aircraft, and we're excited about the new medical rules simply because we know that the RV-12 was in place even before light sport became an issue. So we're eager to see people getting back into flying with their, you know, not having to go through the process of, you know, the special issuance and medical, third class medical. So we're excited because we know that model will continue to sell, and it's exciting, and there's still going to be people we think that aren't going to want to necessarily take the time to build an airplane themselves, but have it built for themselves, and the Vans reputation speaks for itself as far as its capabilities. It's a great little airplane, so we're happy with that.
I'm Paul Randall, and I represent Pipistrel in the Midwest, and I'm a glider flight instructor. And I've heard people say that they don't think it's going to be good for light sport. I think it's going to be wonderful for light sport, because a lot of people have been waiting in the wings, and they think they might get back into an old aircraft, an old Cessna or Piper or whatever. But in their heart, they want something new and different and fun. And that's what light sport offers. New, different, fun, modern aircraft. And that's what we offer. So I think it's going to be a great thing.
Sure. My name is Shannon Yeager, Shannon Yeager, with Technam US. And we are, what about basic med? What does that pertain to our company here? I don't believe in the US it's going to have too much impact actually on this particular company. I think it might with other aircraft designs that were specifically made for the light sport category. These aircraft that we sell here that are in our light sport category, number one is that they were made in the CSVLA category in Europe, which is a very close to what we consider standard category here. So for us to move these into a standard category situation, or the current buyers that I've seen that are looking for viable two-place aircraft, there is not an offering that's less than 30 years old in the regular market space. My competition for what would be a two-place aircraft would be something like an SR-20. An SR-20 still is double the cost. I want modern avionics without having to do a renovation. They're still going to be seeking these out. And if we're heavier than most, so we're also cognizant of any change in the rules that would allow us to move these to standard category. Since these are that way in other countries, it's easy for us to move them, relatively speaking, through a relatively short test program to move them into those categories here. So we're not as worried. We also have under our stool additional legs. We sell standard category aircraft. We have our P-2006 twin, and we have our P-2010 single four-place IFR aircraft. So for us, if there's a shift back to those, it makes no matter to us. Personally, from what I've seen in this market, we still have a place for these. Again, modern construction, modern avionics. In the light sport, I can just get more bang for my buck, and you just can.
My name's Hal Bryan. I'm from EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association, based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I'm senior editor for content and publications at EAA. And with respect to basic med, obviously that's something we're really excited about. It's something that our advocacy teams have been working on in partnership with AOPA in particular for years. And it's the feedback we've been getting, the feedback that I monitor when people write letters to the editor of the magazine and stuff, has been overwhelmingly positive. People have a lot of questions. What about my specific situation? But overall, I think people are really, really happy. And I think anybody who's got that medical within that 10-year window, to be able to move forward at this point and just enjoy the freedom to fly, I think is a big win.
My name's Steve O'Connor with Midwest Sky Sports. We build and repair airplanes for the airplane factory slings. And I guess my opinion on the basic med that they're putting out is, it's kind of we have to wait and see. Personally, I don't think it's going to really change anything at all because, you're still going to have that physical every 4 years. And whether a doctor, your personal doctor, will do that or not, it's kind of up in the air. I don't know if they'll take on that responsibility of saying that you're okay to fly and that liability or not. If not, we're still going to have to go to an AME and get that physical done either way. So in my opinion, I think what we're going to see is that we're just going to shift the medicals to every 4 years for those of us over 40 instead of the two that we had to do it originally. So, will it make a difference? I don't think so. I think that you're still going to have a sport market. You're certainly going to have an experimental market, which is all kind of intertwined in all this anyways. Just because of the lack of regulations allow us to do a lot more. So I don't see it hurting us at all. And in a sense, I don't think it's going to change a whole lot of anything.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.